boy Dust used to, he would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?
Oh.
And I, you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
it's the funniest thing possible.
Dude, we were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up and he goes, like, we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. And he goes, and then the one guy goes, Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish? It's the stupidest thing. And the father goes, there's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo. He got all mad and serious. Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around. That's all the shrinking water buffalo. Oh, my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking water
buffalo. That's stupid. Do not be a stupido.
Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo? It's bad. Boys, that's not a real animal. Some boy, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, is it possible for men to like men? And what do you, is there a word for that? And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, are you joking? And I was like, no, I got so scared. I was like, no, I'm totally serious. And he's like, it's called being gay.
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
It's so funny. Like, are you fucking with me?
He really did.
Okay, well, it's called being gay.
It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes.
Sometimes guys pleasure other men. Sexually.
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, it's called a blowjob. Yeah. Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night.
Your mom blows your father.
Like your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called Turn Up for Sex, and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
Turn Up for Sex, y'all. Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas.
Took almost everything in me to not open the fucking trash bag and eat all the
food. Dude, what was their excuse?
I don't know. I've seen plenty of black men eat half a meatball sandwich and take that thing back home.
Yeah. Yeah, save it for later.
Respect. I said that respectfully. I've seen that happen many times, dude. And you work construction.
Yeah, black guys typically have half a hoagie on them. At any given moment.
I'd see so many dudes when I was in the labor union, when I'd work for my dad, they would like eat half a meatball sandwich and just chuck it in their pocket. And they were like, oh, my wife's going to love this sandwich, dude. They would just bring it home. They'd have like a fucking hot meatball on them and a fucking half a hoagie all day long.
Yeah.
Just in the back, just fucking wrapped up and just be like chiseling concrete. I'm like, damn, my wife's going to love this. And that's happened enough for me to, I can say that with respect. Yeah. Like that's, you know.
And once you pick up on that, you'll notice it. Like you'll see if you pick up, because a lot of people, you don't realize it, but if you're just walking down the street, you'll see a black guy drop a sandwich almost every day. They'll come out, I'll be like, ah, shit. I'm going to have to pick up a wrapped up Subway sub.
They stay with one half hoggy on them at all times.
Where do they store it?
Yeah, pockets.
In a plastic shopping bag.
They have a ton
of
pockets.
Yeah, dude. Plastic shopping bag.
That's why they always wear baggy clothes. To accommodate their hoagies.
Yeah.
So they stay strapped with that witch, dude. They got that witch on them at all times, dude.
It's dangerous.
So that would have been respectful. You guys could have fucking pocketed your sandwiches.
And that's why they're always so ornery. ornery because they know that they have fragile stuff on their persons. So true. If you like bump into them accidentally, yep. Like, you almost cost me a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, if you step on their shoes, like, yo, you almost crushed my sub, bro.
That's why they keep randomly knocking out people in New York. You get too close to the sandwich. I watched an Asian lady get popped on the face today. Oh,
dude, you get a hit. You see one of them get hit, they get pick up their bros. Like, you're bleeding through. It's just the marinara sauce coming through the chipotle. Dude, you gotta cut
deli paper rip.
Yeah, dude, if I get hit by a car, you gotta cut the jeans off and get to the sandwich. It's an Italian. I got an Italian sub. You know how many Italian subs save their lives, dude?
Think of a guy in an ER and some nurse, like, he's unconscious. She's like cutting it, and she's cutting it into bread. Like, what the fuck?
That's why the cops are always pulling him over. Just trying to,
oh, what?
Trying to come here. I knew I was going to get off. Yeah, they want a free sub. They're going to confiscate the sub.
Let me pat you down. They're fucking, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
What's this?
That's all cops eat are commandeered hoggies. Yeah, they love it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're 100% right about that.
Take this back to the station, test it.
Yeah, they take the hoagie and they're like, legit.
That's the battle between who loves hoagies more. Cops or old black dudes. Oh my god,
don't show the world your dirty ass.
Show the
watch
world
the end there. I think you might have some shit on the back.
Yeah, I saw a dried something over there.
Dylan's been dropping vicious diarrhea. He's been sick.
I saw something clumped on the end.
Tibble's not afraid to go outside and munch a bird and come inside and be sick for a fucking month, dude. Get out of here.
I'm just being like, listen, man, you're black as hell. Oh, Tibble, oh, there's poop. Tibble, shit the rug. Yo, pan that and get that shit.
Tibble.
Pan that and get that shit.
Tibble, don't wipe your ass on the carpet.
What the fuck, dude?
Guard dog, if you miss Tibble wiping his ass, we've got problems.
He might do a
holy
little victory
shit,
lap. Damn, dude.
This cat is a fucking... disgusting cat.
Just walks
dude.
Away like it's nothing. Dude.
Oh, he's going. Dude, get him.
There he goes.
Oh. Tibble, clean up your fucking act, dude.
Unacceptable.
Shit on the floor. What? Dude, my parents hate this fucking cat.
Dude, I'm surprised they haven't
this
got rid of it.
This is all he does.
That's crazy they keep it.
Bro, he's a wild animal.
Yeah, the fool I see.
He literally, he's not close to domesticated.
I just shit on the rug.
He tears up everything in this house. You drink wine when you're out on dates sometimes?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Woo! You're getting roasted, dude.
Joe the Roasted.
I brought that joke up.
You didn't bring it up. I brought it up. Rewind the tape.
He turned the fucking gun around on you, dude.
He turned it on
you. He fucking grabbed the gun. And
it's funny, man. I'm laughing still. Even though-
dude, there's a video of him at backstage at a Sixers game, and he jumps on the trampoline for like the halftime trampoline. He does like a perfect flip, and everyone's like, this guy's fucking gay.
That's crazy. It's an absolute witch hunt. Although, dude, did you read the court document for the Diddy case?
No.
For the, they call him the Diddly.
Diddly.
P-Diddly.
P-Diddly. P-Diddly is a perfect name for him.
Yeah, P-Diddly is great. Diddler.
When he shifted from Puff Daddy to Diddy, he should have gone to Diddly.
You just make me feel comfortable, dude.
God damn.
He's, whoa, dude. Is that glow in the dark?
No, don't worry about it, bro. Oh, don't worry about what I'm up to over here, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Don't worry about
it. It's glow in the dark. Dude, you got to charge that up in the sun.
No,
that thing's sick.
I got hammered, and I was watching 3-6 Mafia videos. Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got... So there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you... Mm-hmm. If you win a game, you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players. You can buy better players mm-hmm. to join your team. Of course, the women, female players are in there. So your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against, high schoolers?
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What?
Like, you could, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
Just lady.
Lady.
I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
And then the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
Need a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. Kind of he didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
This is a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was the hardest fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen.
Dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split a I could split a brick. I've no doubt I could split
a girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just
Give me three.
You'd stack three of them on top of each other.
And they'd all just come at the It's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room and she was looking for her laptop and it was in the bed and I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good
if you see somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go, now. And then you start a chant. You go, what do you want?
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I got some insider information. Because I was worried. Because I was like, oh, damn. But all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A. my agents.
My tightwads. My TWs.
My tightwads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team of tight, I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude?
There were a ton of dudes there. In pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and like right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, oh, fuck, I'm coming. And is that everyone like,
oh, I'm going to fucking shoot.
No, I'm going to fucking come.
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet. Homosexual. That was it.
You should get that teacher's information and call him up. Call him back. Like, you were right. Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys. I
went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And
I was going to
see
Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks.
So I can say
what's happening.
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude.
You seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making I'm just setting it out, dude, ceremoniously. It's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know?
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. This is my stuff. This is what I ball out
what
on.
What is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. See it on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite. This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
How much?
Why are you doing this to me, man?
I was just.
How are you talking about? I'm doing this to you, and I'm glad
you're doing this on purpose.
Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What? Cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude, getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about, dude? It's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude. Please, let me. Here,
get the spit out.
Get the spit out of that, dude. Hold that thing.
Wow.
Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Man, that is
nice,
a beautiful piece here. The leather.
Dude, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah, we called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit.
We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is in high school, and I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German Scheiße.
What did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So you just had to give speeches. Saying,
yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought, she was like. anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah.
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very, very fun.
What'd you speak on?
Just he would the teacher. He was the drama teacher. So he was gay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Definitely probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. He goes, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to
the record.
Off the
record. Fudgepacker is.
Oh my God.
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha ha?
I think he did with that Asian guy in the video, dude. Just duck tail. Front kicked Phil. And then ran.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he would just give us topics. And my one friend, Wes, was one of the biggest dickheads possible. He'd never prepare for a speech. He'd be like, I could come up with this on my own. Oh. His argument was like, the drinking age, obviously, that was his speech. He was like, we should lower the drinking age.
Yeah, you can rip that.
His speech, he was just him up there yelling, because he was very funny. He was like,
you tell me I can buy a gun, but I can't have a couple beers?
Like that was his full 5-minute speech.
I'd go to war, but I can't have a couple cold beers. I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Like shit like that.
I've had it up to here.
He was good though. The drama teacher liked it because he was so fucking flamboyant.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Fucking around in high school for classes when you realized they didn't matter was so fucking fun.
It was awesome.
Dude, we got to do a presentation every year, a PowerPoint, but this one teacher was like, whatever you want to present on. It was like, no doubt.
It's yeah, public urination. I promise you, I'm not going to fuck this up.
I just took pictures of dudes peeing on walls. I was like, this should be legal. This is ridiculous. You can't pee wherever you want. I'm like, my next slide is peeing on another thing. He's like, this is ridiculous.
This is another example of something that should be legal.
Like, and if you think about it, like you can pee, you can't pee outside against a wall. You can pee inside a building, but you can't pee on the wall. Next slide, like this guy's peeing in German. It's just like whatever thing. He's peeing on this bridge. It's a graffiti wall. It's like, yeah, you should be totally able to do that. And the guy was like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Stop
Thank
that.
You, Mr. McCusker. Sit down. The next presentation, pooping in lawns. Up next, we have Clark with... I've been very pumped on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Since last night.
What, they've started to speak... Yeah, it's the fourth one. We don't know what they're up to.
I think the fourth one is
they speak like fluently in the fourth one, according to the trailer, which is so cool. I think they keep saying it's a beautiful day to be alive or something. Yeah, like
what's their what's their diction? Time. Is it like it is a beautiful day, or is it, do they give them English accents?
No, they're just tough guys.
They're badass tough guys.
So fucking sick.
Jeez. Yes,
the fourth one's gonna be all girl apes.
If they take this from me. If they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's gonna be a girl ape being like, "My pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy!" And Cornelius be like, "Listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women." It'll definitely be that. There's no way.
You're probably
right. There's no way they're not gonna take Planet.
If
of the
they
Apes.
Take this from, if they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, get your hands off me.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go. No,
you damn dirty liberals.
Blue lives.
Putting down the strips on the
rubble. Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips.
Phil. Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
People rushed the dude, and you know, everyone, Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on it? Did anyone punch
that
guy?
That's what I said. I figured some people would be.
Well, people were holding. We got to give him a little butt belly. A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, you're a little fucking. I mean, I know 100% I would. If I had that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because. Yeah, just because. Just because. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least 3 times as hard as I could. Just like, I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been.
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a. What the fuck was it? A keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat. And they were doing a keg stand. And the dude doing it. And I just socked him in the dick like 3 times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It's so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch him in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the belly.
Oh, punching the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also, too, it's funny because you're just life of the party.
Oh,
you're like,
oh,
it's my time. Let's go. And you're like, my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yeah, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this. Oh, fuck.
We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch
somebody
in the dick.
I promise not to be a sexual predator.
It was just
dude, I'm fucking told them, don't come down anymore.
The cold activation on the Coors Light's like pulsing blue, and he's like,
"Oh, get the headset on, playing Call of Duty with like Wood and Del Collins."
Oh my god!
Yeah, dudes.
Well, look out, Del Collins. There's someone behind you. He's facing the window. He's like, "Oh fuck, dude." Oh my god. We gotta get Beezer off the Changa, dude. His Call of Duty rankings probably plummeted.
And I said, Shane, it would have done you well to spend one extra week at West Point.
Damn, that's a big time slam.
It crushed
him. Crushed him.
It was. That would have doubled his time.
Speechless. Was he speechless?
He was done.
Oh god.
He what was he done. Doing?
How much did you drink?
Very little.
Very little. Dude, I pushed like a tree branch out of my ass on the fifth day. I was just like, ah!
McKeever has one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, McKeever was on painkillers from something, and he had to go to the hospital.
For
he was
his
like, my
turd?
Stomach is fucked up. Something's wrong.
No.
And they did like a fucking sonogram on a football on his butt. he had to dump out in front of like a hot nurse. He had to go to the bathroom. He said it looked like a bundle of oranges.
Oh,
it
no.
Was just like,
oh.
He just dropped cannonballs in front of this
dropping
lady.
The football is tough, dude.
Fumble rooski.
Dude, I've had the pigskin a couple times, dude. It's you get the football shaped dump, it rips your butt. You spot.
Dude, it's so
you bleed,
good,
dude.
It's worth
it's
it.
It's so good.
It's well worth the pain, dude. The pleasure far outweighs the pain.
It sucks our modern technology. I love, like, women give birth. I love to drop a football in a field. Just fucking squat and go back out to collecting nuts, dude. Oh,
if
dude.
If you knew you had a football, dropping it outside would be so fucking funny, dude. Just putting it on a sidewalk. So people would be like, oh my, what the fuck was that? Who did this?
Have you tasted a football recently? Like a football turd, like a fully.
I'm trying to think. I mean.
The first one I saw one was in high school. A guy dropped a football in our janitor had to come and break it up with a fucking stick. It was the funniest thing in the world.
School janitor is the fucking gig, dude.
Oh, it was the best.
That's a gig.
Dude, it's our dude would smoke weed.
Wood chips on puke.
Oh.
Just elementary school kids just puking and shitting and pissing all day.
Yeah, it's.
And you're just some drunk.
Yeah.
That's like, fuck.
Ew, it's just the wood chips out. These kids are throwing up.
Ugh.
But yeah,
they're like security guards for construction. They just like look at a toilet and like, we're going to call a contractor. They just call it. So you call the police. You're like, yeah, we definitely need
the guy to come in.
Yeah, they do. They clean up like puke and turds and then like mop up
all day.
It's a sick fucking gig.
Mopping is the finest gig.
Mopping's so
when the kids finally leave, all the fucking, all those little punks get out of there.
Vacuum
couple of them
up.
Call you losers. The bad kids are like, nice job, you fucking janitor. Although that's the vicious circle. The janitors
true.
Become, you know, the bad kids become the janitor.
Yeah.
And then the janitor has kids and he's an alcoholic and he just has bad kids.
Yep. That is
the same
cycle.
Family. I bet you, like,
yeah.
You know how you can, like, cite every president goes all the way back to the same, like, king?
Yep.
I bet every janitor's kids come from one janitor.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's like the House of Atreus, dude.
It really is. My dad and his boys are skis.
Are they? Yeah,
absolute
big time,
skis.
Dude.
They go to the men's club. They go to the Elks, get fucking bombed.
Yep.
Yo, I went to bingo. I went to bingo at the Elks this weekend.
It?
Sat down, won on my first card.
What?
Yelled out, it's a bingo.
Did you?
Yeah, the geezers were none too pleased. I was flashy.
What?
Yeah, I go there sometimes. Bingo at the Elks rules.
Yeah.
If you win, everyone hates you.
I bet.
As soon as you win, people are like, it's so funny. But
how much did you win?
I won $100.
Woo!
Gave it to the squad right away. I was like, put it on, pay for the pilsners, for the table, bro.
That's what's so respectable. That's bet you spiked the ball in the end zone.
Oh yeah,
and that's like
got the money. Made sure everybody saw it.
You probably hated that even more, dude.
Phil hates to see me win.
Really?
And I understand. I'm a dickhead. I'm like, look, it skips a generation. I have the championship gene. And Phil's like, oh, okay. Like, it happens. I don't know why. It skips a generation.
So he saw you stun on the 100.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So was it 100 every time someone won?
Yeah. And then the final, that's 10.
What was the buy-in?
10 or 20. And you get a stack of 10 cards.
Damn,
and then
dude.
There's 10 games. And then there's the blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what blackout is?
Uh-oh.
It's where you got to get every single one. And that's the big money. That was 500.
What?
And it was great because I was like, I was one away.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, please let me get this. And then the lady behind me was like, bingo. And I was like, fuck. And then I turned around. It was like a lady with her two children. And she like kissed her kid. It was like, ugh. And I was like, oh, fuck. Glad she won. I would have felt like a dick. I would have wanted to be like, oh, it's a bingo. Some lady's like relying on it for groceries.
My mom used to lay on the couch and I would just sit on her when I was little. That's like,
yeah.
She would watch TV and I would just fucking sit on my mom while she watched TV and I would just watch
TV. I laid on Phil watching football.
That's pretty sick.
Too late, like late. Like I was big.
Yeah.
And I was a big fucking kid. Yeah. I was huge, dude. I was laying on, I was like 5'8", laying on him. It was like two adult men just laying on each other watching football. He was probably buzzed as hell, too. He was probably fucked up, dude. He was probably shit-faced. I remember the thing I remember the most is just my head would be on his stomach, and it was just constantly like... like even as a kid, I was like, that's crazy. Something's wrong. Dad called my mom a dumbass this fucking last night.
Really?
Yeah. Something about taking out the trash. He was like, Phil, you have to take the trash out. He's like, I'm doing it right now, you dumbass. He closed Jesus. The garage door and I was like, oh, mom, you're going to... And she's like, this is how he talks all the time. And I got to go. And then he comes in, I'm like, Dad, what did you just call mom? He's like, Shane, you're like a little fucking girl. All I do is fuck with him. When I'm home, I fuck with him start to finish, dude. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing today? He's like, I gotta do a couple of things. Gotta sign the book. I'm like, you signing the book again?
Oh,
gotta go to the fucking men's club again, Dad?
Sign the book.
He's like, what? Shane, shut up. And I'm like, well, how are you getting there? He's like, I'm driving.
Like, what?
I go, well, how are you gonna get back then? Just force him into admitting he drinks and drives every day.
I never played Mario 64.
It's like the best one.
Yeah, I hear. But that's one of the only ones I never played. I have the new one, or the newest one.
What you got?
You have the newest...
Well,
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart 8. It's from like, it's a few years old at this point.
Yeah.
And then I have the Game Boy Advance Mario Kart, which is really
good.
You
got good. A
GBA? I have several GBAs.
What?
I have
this
three.
This is crazy.
What? I have three
where
GBAs.
Where do you play them?
I have 40 plus systems in my house.
You do look like an adult Pokemon trainer. Really?
You look like a little Pokemon, dude.
A Snorlax, if you will.
You game hard.
Nah, a little fat Pikachu.